Blog Talk Radio. Executed, all male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris. This is IMTM Worldwide Radio, and tonight is Women in Business. Women in Business is a show that I created last year, highlighting women who have either started their own companies and or started to take their talents to the next level. On a personal level, to let other people know what they're capable of doing. It's October 10th, 2019. 646-652-4479 is the number. Tonight we have a special guest on the Women in Business show. Have you ever left somewhere that you really dearly loved or lived for a long time? You were comfortable there, and then all of a sudden you decide to leave that place and have a new start. Is it easy? No, it's not. Then why do so many people do it? Why did our guest tonight do it? We're going to find out from Ms. Desiree Lynn why she made the decision to make a drastic change in her life and any fears that she might have, her goals, accomplishments, and a whole lot more. Again, if you haven't done so, let's do it right now. IMTM Worldwide Radio, Facebook, Instagram, where are you doing? Do it now. You can also listen on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and or Spreaker. That being said, let's go ahead and bring our guest in tonight. Desiree, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing awesome now that you're on the show. And my audience agreed.
Was that Oprah talking in the beginning?
It sure was. That's who you're going to replace in a couple of years. No, I used that intro specifically for this particular program because, of course, Oprah is one of the biggest, examples of what is possible when you really put your mind to it, no matter what the obstacle is. Again, everybody knows her story, how, you know, where she was working and trying to get to where she wanted to be, and she got getting fired and people making more money than her and everything. And finally she said, you know what, I could do my own. And one of the biggest things I said, you can do your own if you want to. So that's why I use her as an intro. Plus it has a little cool catchy beat and everything. So, you know. First things first, introduce yourself to our audience tonight before we get started.
My name is Desiree, and I recently moved to Georgia from Denver, and I am a freelance model at the moment.
All right. So before we – usually what I try to do in all my interviews ever is try to get a little bit – about the person we have on. And in your case, of course, not many of my audience really know you. Now, some who are actually listening, hopefully, shout out to Jacqueline, the J. Clark Collection models, will be listening as well right now. But for all the people who don't know anything about you, you said you're from Denver. So were you born in Denver? You grew up in Denver? Tell us a little bit about just your early childhood.
I was born in Michigan and raised in more of the Boulder, Colorado area. Then I moved to Denver during college.
All right, so let me ask you this. For people who have no idea what it is to live in the state of Colorado, tell us a few things about the state that you enjoyed, that you remembered as far as this growing up, and even with Michigan.
Of Colorado
from where you are
or
in Michigan.
Michigan?
Well, both really, because you're residing in both of those places. Because, see, again, a lot of my audience are a lot of them from down south or New York and things of that nature, but not really familiar with that area of the country, really. So tell us, just give us some tidbits about, you know, the area, the weather, the people. What would people remember if they go visit Colorado or Michigan?
Well, Michigan, I was born in a really, really small town up way up north. It's called Escanaba. It's in the Upper Peninsula. Some people don't even realize it's part of Michigan. It's way up there by Canada.
Oh, wow.
So the winters are really, really long and really, really cold. So I just remember it felt like winter season was never over when I was younger. But it was nice because the lakes are really huge, and I live by the lake and go to the beach during the summer. So that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah, so that was pretty cool. But I really love Colorado because it's a lot sunnier, more sunny days. Yesterday, I think it was 80 degrees, and then it snowed today. So that's kind of crazy. You never really know. One day it could be 80 degrees, and the next you're seeing snow. So you never really, you always got to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And the mountains are really beautiful. That's awesome. There's a lot of outdoor activities in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. One time I visited Breckenridge, Colorado, and just like you said, one day my brother and I are trying to, you know, walk up this mountain, and it was sunny outside, and the next day it was just straight snow. I'm like, we must be in the wrong place. So I appreciate that. So let's jump forward a little bit. You mentioned college. So what did you do in college?
Well, I started off in fashion design, and I got really tired of the sewing machine, so I stopped doing that, and then I went to community college, and then I just couldn't really decide what I wanted to do as far as college goes. So then I went to skincare school to become an esthetician, and I did finish that. I finished that school in Denver through Aveda.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, so I have a degree in aesthetics, and I plan to go further with that at some point and do medical aesthetics.
Well, that's one of those trades on the basis of businesses, especially depending on what city you in. Hey, in Atlanta, where people like to stay looking good forever. So that's something that in the future I'm sure that you're gonna have a little say so in. So since I mentioned Atlanta, so what prompted you, you know, because again, as I mentioned in my intro, it's not easy to all of a sudden really uproot yourself. If you've been somewhere for a period of time, you have a contingent of friends and family and people you've worked around, things of that nature, and you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to move 10 miles away, 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away. What was it that said, okay, it's time for me to go?
Well, I heard there are a lot of opportunities in Atlanta. Definitely, I mean, I know that the film industry is huge. It's like, what, second to L.A.?
Correct.
So I just think there's a lot of opportunities out here. I think people would like to see a new face. And, you know, it's always good to meet new people and network in a place that's different.
So let's level then, Ms. Desiree. 646-652-4479 in case you're a family member, friend of Ms. Desiree, you want to call in and show your support. Were you worried? Did you have any apprehension? Did you have any scary moments? Did you? Because again, with all you said was cool and valid and everything, but again, you're leaving somewhere that you're very much used to kind of start over a little bit. So, have there been any obstacles? Again, apprehensions, things of that nature. Because again, you're doing something that a lot of people have chosen not to do.
Well, yeah, of course I've had fear and apprehension. The outlet that I use for a lot of my modeling jobs, it doesn't seem like people here in the area use as much. So it's definitely been a little bit of more of a challenge for me to network and get out there. But yeah, meeting people like you has definitely helped me, and I can only continue to network and yeah.
Well, definitely networking does play a part. It's part of the business. A lot of people neglect it over a period of time. I always say, you know, if you're not willing to walk out the door and let people know that you're doing something, you're in trouble already. And again, always shout out to Angel McCautry, 2-time Olympic gold medalist. When you have a business and or a skill, she didn't say that, but it's still applicable, you have to be the one to tell people what you do, why you do it, in the whole nine yards, because otherwise, what are you really doing? There's too much competition out there. Desiree just mentioned how, you know, she feels that it's time for a new face. If nobody sees your face, it's going to be kind of hard, right? You know, again, it's not 1999 anymore. It's 2019. Things are very much different now. So now that you've been in the city of Atlanta for a little bit of time, you haven't been here long, of course, what would you say, not so much entertainment side, but because you've only been here for a little bit, differences that you can notice, whether it be the weather, whether it be the people, the city size, what are some things that have really kind of like, you're like, wow, or I never knew, or anything like that?
The weather was a big adjustment. The humidity, I'm definitely not used to. Coming from Denver, it's drier heat. So coming here, it felt a lot hotter. You know, it was almost unbearable this summer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Summer, I guess. and the city seemed a lot bigger than Denver. I got to see the aquarium, which was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's definitely a bigger city that I have not really explored yet, but I would like to.
Okay. Well, I know that's going to be coming soon. And that goes back into your networking and things of that nature as far as opportunities and whatnot. So now that you are in Atlanta, we'll turn back to the entertainment side of things. What are some of the things that you do look forward to? Of course, on the modeling side, you know you're going to be pursuing that. But we'll ask it like this. What type of modeling do you want to, move forward with as far as, you know, establishing yourself here in the Atlanta market? But then also, what are other things that you would like to do now that you're in the state of Georgia?
What would I like to do as far as modeling?
Yes.
Or in the state of Georgia?
Yes, both.
Well, I would just like to continue to meet people. I'm pretty versatile with types of modeling that I am comfortable with doing. Promotional gigs, I'd like to get out there and maybe work at some of the clubs or do some events would be fun. And, yeah, I just like to meet some people here in Georgia. It's hard to meet people sometimes. So definitely do
that
some
is
more
true.
Events.
Now that is definitely something on the event side. Now, you got to be picky choosy because it is Atlanta and there are some, let's just say, I'll use the word, ratchet places in Atlanta that you pretty much don't want to go to. However, on the flip side, there are
That's
some
why I
that
call
definitely...
You.
I've been to a few. I think I told you about that one story that I won't tell on the air. But anyway, There's some really good places, and there's, of course, networking events. Now, Atlanta, of course, is very good about that. There's a lot of professional events going on, and there's going to be some, now that you've been here a little bit, that you can start kind of delving into, and I'll definitely relay that information to you. So how would you like to have people see you as a talent? Modeling, of course, is one thing. You know, of course, Tyler Perry just officially opened his studio. You know, his multi-million-dollar studio that Black Panther was shot in, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So is acting something that you're even thinking about?
Yeah, acting is something that I'd be interested in trying. I've tried it in the past. I didn't get the roles that I've tried out for, but I am proud of myself for showing up and trying.
There you go.
But I'm pretty sure you don't apply for a horror film and apply to be in a horror movie and recite lines from The Notebook to the casting agents.
Well, actually, though, you'd be surprised. I mean, and one of the things is, and this is for everybody who's listening tonight, 646-652-4479. Well, she kind of mentioned, you never know until you try. You have to try. You have to put yourself out there. She said that she was proud of herself for even trying, because, again, there's a lot of people who won't do it. They say they want to, but when actually given the opportunity, they won't show up. They will no show, no call you with a passion, like it's a game or something. So it is a point of emphasis to say you got to at least try and let someone else make a decision if they don't want you. If you attend enough auditions and castings and go-sees and interviews, if you really do have talent, eventually somebody's going to pick you. It's inevitable. But then you still have to prove yourself, of course, right? Nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah.
But if you get that one opportunity, more than likely you'll get a second if you really want it. But there's a lot of one-and-done people out there, too. You heard of Vanilla Ice, right? One-hit wonder, right? But the thing of it is that you have to want to be continuous in your goals and your aspirations and your dreams. I said that, you know, plenty of times. So kudos to you for making the attempt. But now that you're in Georgia, guess what? You got a lot of opportunities to be in, you know, different projects. There's film, there's television, there's web series, there's commercials, all kinds of different projects are always ongoing. So I'm excited for you and your opportunities out there, Desiree.
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about how I can get involved with that and get myself out there.
Mm-hmm. So what would be something that our audience tonight, again, this is their first time getting to hear you, and FYI, she has an article actually that is published on imtnworldwide.com under Models and Talent. Get to check it out. And there's going to be a little video of her during a photo shoot that we had not too long ago. So be looking out for that soon to be edited. But what would be something that somebody would feel that if they met you, they'd be like, okay, yeah, she's interesting, or she's somebody that we need to look out for? What would be something like an attribute or something that people should just know about you? Any other skills and abilities that you have that we hadn't talked about? Talk about that a little bit.
I think I'm pretty easy to work with. I'm willing to hike to get to a good photo shoot spot and climb a waterfall. I'm pretty easy to get along with, and I take direction pretty well. What was the other half of your question?
Any other skills and abilities that people don't know about you, that you stuff that you can do?
Well, I am a certified yoga teacher, so I could teach some yoga.
There you go.
Or do some cool yoga poses for a photo shoot or something of that nature. And I'm also an esthetician, so I'm skilled in that realm of skincare.
Talking about food.
Oh, yeah. I can make really delicious pies from scratch, any kind. And I like to cook as well. I just made a curry the day before yesterday, a Thai curry.
See, people, here it is. See, I knew about the baking part, but now she's talking about she can cook as well, and she don't tell anybody this. I don't know what's going on. But that's okay, though. I know I get something eventually. She was talking about a hike, everybody. Now, I will say this, and she won't tell everybody, but I will say up to a point. Our photo shoot that we had just the other week was definitely an adventure of sorts, traveling to different cities, four different locations. It was I don't want to say it was hot, but like she said, the humidity, it was dragging on you. And then one of our last shots was really we had to climb a mountain, walk through a mountain to get to a waterfowl, go down some basically tree stumps. And I really did think about this rope. I know you were looking at it, Desiree. I was looking at it too, and I just didn't have confidence to pull us back up. But next time for sure.
Yeah.
But when you see the video and you see the terrain, you're definitely going to be like, wow, how did they even get around up there? I think everybody's going to definitely appreciate Desiree's fortitude. That's the word I'm looking for in regards to doing what she needs to do to get the shot. So I'm really, really happy about how the shoot went for sure. So that being said, Desiree, first of all, I want to say thank you for bringing on, being on the show tonight. It takes a lot to really talk about yourself in any terms, but definitely doing it live on the air with people listening is not easy as well, but it's just part of it as far as your path. How can people find you? We're talking about networking. Here's a networking opportunity for you. How can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so on social media, it is facebook.com/ Desiree Lynn Modeling. Desiree is spelled DESIRAE. And my Instagram is Dizzy Miss Desi, Desi with an I, so DizzyMissDezi. And the same goes for my Snapchat.
Desiree, do you have any shout-outs out there that you would like to throw out? The proverbial shout-out period is all yours.
Shout-out to my grandma.
Hey, grandma.
Who's asleep right now. I don't know.
Well, grandma got a shout-out. Wait a minute. You know, there has to be a parent out there or somebody out there now. Come on now. Hey, Grandma. Hey, Ma, and everybody else in the Desiree Lynn family. Desiree, I appreciate so much, again, you taking the time out on a Thursday. Definitely excited to see what you do next. Of course, in the future, we'll have you on again after you have what I know is going to be a successful run in the Atlanta market over time. And can't wait to have you on when you have that next project. To talk about it here on the show, on the Women in Business show, okay?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, I can't wait to see you again, talk to you soon. You have a nice rest of the night, okay?
You too, thanks.
No problem, you take care, bye.
All right, bye.
That was Ms. Desiree. Give her a little clap out there. It's not easy to do anything live, whether it be in front of the camera or like we just did on the radio. It is a format that is, it's not easy. I just have to say the words, it's not easy. It's not something that you just fall into, especially if you've never done it before. That was her first radio interview. So, you know, at the end of the day, those who are trying to do something, trying to move forward with a goal, it's important for people to start knowing about it. It's activity. And the thing of it is, though, she still has to let people hear this. Now, her grandmother was asleep, but her grandmother's going to hear this radio interview. And anybody else in her family or close friends or people who follow her, she's going to post this. And she's going to find out who are her fans or not, who are her supporters or followers. This is another thing that she can use to start kind of finding out who's who. And eventually you do start to have to know that. It's part of the game. It's part of the business of putting yourself out there as a business person, Okay. And that's why this Women in Business show is so important, because again, it gives them an avenue that they haven't had before possibly. So I want to say thank you so much again, Desiree. I'm sure your time in Atlanta is going to be fun and exciting and productive. So that being said, we're going to close out the show tonight. But before I do that, a couple of things. I am in the midst of shooting my last scenes of my movie Transition. So if you're listening to this, whether it be live or in podcast form, and you feel like a nice little drive to Columbus, Georgia, that's where the movie is being filmed, and you would like an opportunity for a role, this is what you have to do. There's actually on my Instagram page under IMTN Worldwide, but you can email me directly, chris@imtnworldwideradio.com. You can mention that you heard about it on the Women in Business show. I will email you some of the roles available and all the details. Now, to let you know, it's unpaid. That's right. It's unpaid. It's a silent film. So the dialogue is not going to exist except for the voiceover of the lead character throughout the film, which means whatever role you play, you really have to be able to convince people of who you are and what you're doing without speaking. It's very hard. So if you're up for a challenge, definitely contact me on that. I will also probably be in Atlanta a few more times this month. I have my talent development special still going on, although we're probably getting close to going back to regular price. This is where if you still don't have any professional images of yourself, you don't have a headshot, you don't have any media of any kind, it's an opportunity for you to stop saying that you're just pretending to model or pretending to act, and not have any of the tools to present yourself to anybody, to give yourself a chance to be booked for something. This is an opportunity, again, for you to do it. Now, again, if not me, get somebody, but I'm at least a good option, I feel. For $100, you get 3-look photo shoot, you get a published online article, and you get a radio interview just like this one right here. It's a great example, right? Now, all of that for $100. That's if you live in the city of Atlanta, okay? If you live a little bit outside of Atlanta, the price might be a little bit different just because of the travel part of it, but we can talk, okay? What else is going on? So I have a fashion show coming up next year. I am coordinating a fashion show. It's going to be next August. It's featuring the Jake Hart collection. Desiree happens to be one of the models in that particular fashion show. Shout out to Miss Jacqueline. Very excited to be working with someone who has really been dedicated to, you know, her dream of having her own line and being able to, you know, debut it. Jacqueline Robinson of the J. Clark collection. She used to be my intern, actually. And she always likes to rub it in every now and again that she's the best intern I ever had. And I can't even really deny it. So I didn't take it. But when she first sat in front of me and she showed me some of her designs and told me what her plans were and told me what her theme was and her concept and things of that nature, I was like, well, I had never really heard of it before, but maybe it can work, you know, and I'll help you as I can, you know. And then a year later, all of a sudden she's hitting me up and saying, well, Chris, I'm about to be in a fashion show. And now we're about to do our own fashion show. So it's a big deal to see growth in a person. So shout out to Jacqueline. So we have that show next year. This past weekend, we had a second fashion show rehearsal. Had 7 models show up. We walked. We practiced facial expressions. We did a whole lot. It was very fun. Shout out to all the models that attended that particular rehearsal. Let's see if I can do it. Kathy, Manson, Lily, Brittany, Renita, Rebecca, and let's see, is that 7? I think that's 7. Thank you to all of y'all who came out last Sunday. Shout out to Joseph, too. He was trying to make it, but he had an emergency, so he wasn't able to make it. So just wanted to kind of give everybody a little wherewithal of, you know, some of the things going on right now. It's a lot. And I just want to say thanks to all who do show support to things that IMTM is doing right now. There's a lot more to come. Of course, there's the movie Falling Star. You can't forget about that. That has been out for about a month plus now. If you still haven't watched that, it is on my page on Instagram. It's on my YouTube channel. It's on my website. Go watch it. It's featuring the Ocon twins, two lovely twins from London, England, that I started working with a few years ago when I first discovered them. They were kind of in the midst of kind of being in a little bit of a rut. Let's just say that to be nice. But my goal was, if I can get them out of that rut, I believe they can do big things. And right now they're proving me right. So Falling Star is my first movie that I've ever directed. It was their concept. They came up with the idea in a Starbucks a year ago. And after I had to, create a script around it, get locations, cast for it, everything that you can think of in regards to a movie, then all of a sudden we had a finished product. And it took a while for it to get edited, but this year it was released. And I'm very excited about it. Again, if you haven't watched it, go to my website, imtmworldwide.com, and you can just pull it up under Falling Star. You can also look at it on my Instagram page. It's on the profile, on the bio of all my Instagram pages, IMTM Worldwide or IMTM Worldwide Radio. Check it out there. Of course, go to the Ocon Twins YouTube channel. Subscribe. Ocon Twins. Subscribe. They need more subscribers on there. Come on, help me out. So there's a lot going on, and I'm really happy that I'm able to kind of hang in there after a lot of, some disappointments out there and things of that nature. And, the thing of it is that I'm stubborn. I'm obstinate. So I can't give up on stuff. Other people can give up. I'm not one of those people. So I just wanted to kind of give everybody a little update on things. I haven't been able to do that lately, but that's why I do these shows, and that's why I have the IMTM Worldwide Radio station, to give people an idea that it's never too late to kind of do what you want to do if you want to do it. And there's people out there willing to help you. You just have to want to help yourself as well. So that being said, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to leave on a little cool note here because I, got some new music on the program. Desiree probably was bumping to it when she initially called in. This is IMTM Worldwide Radio. This was the Women in Business Show. Y'all take care. Peace.